Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Sensitivity and grief in China as families mourn from China's worst passenger ship disaster in recent memory. The cruise ship hit a violent storm on Monday night and overturned, local reports say, within 2 minutes of the storm. Reporter Hui Fern-Tay with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation has been talking with families in Nanjing, where the cruise ship took off. She reports families feel abandoned by the government while the government tries to carefully steer the coverage of this disaster.
The officials, the local officials here, promised the families that they would take two representatives per family to the scene of this tragedy. But then a day later, things were very, very different. I turned up at the hotel in the morning and there wasn't a single official to be seen. And instead, in that same room where I was the day before, there were just families sitting around looking absolutely distressed and heartbroken, chairs stacked up around them. They were really, really upset because they felt so abandoned by the authorities over here in this province. They organized a bus themselves to take them to Jianli County, which is where the ship sank.
Can you comment on the apparent sensitivity or growing sensitivity of the government about reporting on this disaster and whether people in China largely are hearing the kinds of stories that you've been telling on Australian broadcasting?
You know, over here in Nanjing, I haven't seen any reports about, you know, the families being promised one thing and that promise not being followed through. But over there in Jianli, it seems as if the authorities there are really trying their best to be open and to be transparent about this. Even though today, you know, having said that today, there was a press conference there where my colleague found a note instructing the spokespeople to avoid questions from the foreign media. And then when he went to another presser, they started taking questions. So there you go. I don't know what's going on there. Seems to be some sort of a conflict going on in terms of the instructions.
And this is a pattern in China that the authorities sometimes have a great deal of sensitivity about the way disasters are covered and that can get in the way of dealing with the emotional crisis of individual families. And it seems like in part that's what you've discovered in Nanjing.
Yeah, so over here we had a chat with a reporter who works for one of the state media, you know, and he told us some very interesting things behind this, that, you know, things that were going on behind the scenes. So in China, there's a propaganda department, and an order had already gone down from the top, telling reporters not to compare this with the ferry tragedy in South Korea, for example. And that they weren't to bring up examples of past accidents involving passenger ships. I mean, having said that, I think if you do a Google search yourself, you'd be able to find examples of these previous accidents. This one that happened on Monday night is quite possibly the worst in recent history.
What sense do you have that the families are recovering at all? Or is this grieving process going to be going on for quite some time?
Yeah, I think it will go on for a while. So I've been told that there are around 1,200 families there in Jianli County, and the government has organized more than 100 psychologists to be there to help them out, because it's going to be a very dramatic and traumatic period for them as the rescuers bring up more and more bodies. So last night, emergency workers over there began cutting holes in the ship. And the plan was to, you know, send divers down and try to save as many people as possible. They're still using that term, you know, like to save. It's a search and rescue, still being classified as a search and rescue operation, even though chances of finding anyone alive is, you know, close to nil. And overnight, they brought up quite a number of bodies.
Hui Fern-Tay is with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She spoke with us from Nanjing. Fern, thank you so much.
Thank you.